Welcome back. We're here to pray with God's Word and listen to God's Word as we celebrate a nice special memorial during this wonderful holy pilgrimage, this spiritual journey, this adventure called Advent. And it's a special Advent, too, because it takes place during the Holy Father's declared year of hope. So it's a special time where the world is on, you know, a fork in the road between hope and the devil's plan, and we need to take advantage of all the special things that God is offering us, whether that be just saying a special prayer or even going to form ourselves in some other way. And how fitting this song is for the gospel reading this morning. Shepherd of souls, in love, come, feed us, life-giving bread for hungry hearts. To those refreshing waters lead us, where dwells that peace your grace imparts. May we, the wayward in your fold, by your forgiveness rest consoled. Sinful is man, who reverences you, worthy of you are you alone, yet in your name do we implore you. Rich are the mercies you have shown, say but the word, O Lord divine, and then our hearts will be made pure like thine. So let's see if we have something for St. Francis Xavier that speaks a little bit on his life, like a hymn or something. Not much, O Lord, not much. Receive this hymn, O noble priest, bright pattern of a virtuous life. As with due praise we sing your name, we laud the wondrous works of God. Christ came as Lord and great high priest to bind the human race to God, restoring us to peace once more through his eternal covenant. In loving providence he willed to make you steward of his gifts, that God the Father might be praised and all his people find new life. You scaled the height and reached the crown, the summit of this world life. By word and virtue you excelled as teacher, priest, and sacrifice. As you reside in heaven's peace, be mindful of the Holy Church and all the sheep, that all the sheep may seek and find rich pasture in the joy of Christ. All glory to the triune God, who crowns you with a worthy joy, his true and zealous minister, for service by your holy state. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27. The caption is, God stands by us in dangers. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, pray for this prayer to come true for us in every way in our lives, in whatever ways are suitable and fitting. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. I pray for all of our intentions. And for what? For the ones in our hearts. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. With Mary we pray for them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. Christ is the firstborn of all creation, and the firstborn from the dead is our caption the church has chosen for our prayer from Colossians 1, 12 through 20. To share the lot of the saints in light, he rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, we pray that you will open us to see the truth. We pray that you will help us have faith in you, because even if we say we have faith, and even if we feel like we have faith, sometimes we don't have it all the way down. And I know that, you know, that's what I'm dealing with right now, so I'm talking from my experience. And we pray that God help us have faith in him in bigger ways. Hail Mary, full of grace, in honor of your gifts from the Holy Spirit by whom you conceived. Pray for us, and we thank you for the graces that you, watchful Mother, prayed for this morning and this evening with your Son in the heavenly liturgy, at whose right hand you are seated as Queen and Advocate for the people. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Alleluia. To the eternal Word, who became man to reveal to us the new and living way, let us make our humble prayer. Come, Lord, and save us. God, in whom we live and move and have our being, come and teach us that you have made us your own. You are not far from each of us. Show yourself to all who search for you. Father of the poor and consoler of the afflicted, set captives free, give joy to those who mourn. You hate death and love life. Free all mankind from eternal death. Oh God, help us. Help those who are in pain in our online community. Help those who feel alone in our in-person and online communities. Look upon the Nigerian Christians. Give them your peace, your joy, and send more powerful nations to their aid to protect them. Please, Lord, we ask you to protect them and strengthen them and heal, protect the Nigerian church. We pray for all of our missionaries, especially our missionary priests from Nigeria here. We pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart, particularly for Father Chris as he mourns the loss of his parent, and for Father Lawrence and his friend who died. Pray for all of your intentions. Come, Lord, and save us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God of mercy and consolation, help us in our weakness and free us from sin. Hear our prayers that we may rejoice at the coming of your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I actually like the prayer. I've been liking the prayer from Magnificat, the Collect prayer, better so far. So let's pray that one for our final prayer too. Well, it'll be from St. Francis Xavier, because they always go with the saints in Magnificat. O God, who through the preaching of St. Francis Xavier won many peoples to yourself, grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in an abundance of offspring. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray for our Holy Father and for our plenary indulgence. Our Father, who art in heaven, pray that you support Christians in the Middle East. You make them instruments of peace for the whole world. That is our Holy Father's monthly intention, basically. And I should look it up. Let me just look it up so I can get it verbatim at the beginning of the month. It's good to have it in your mind throughout the month, I think, when you do this apostolate of prayer with it. Let us pray that Christians living in areas of war or conflict, especially in the Middle East, might be seeds of peace, reconciliation, and hope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, help us give you worthy praise and service. I ask you for plenary indulgence blessing, and I offer the blessing of the plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory or whoever you've chosen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in their name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know how you guys are doing. I'm really zoned out, you know. I've been up on my feet, doing a lot of stuff. All day chores around the house and stuff. Prayed the vineyard of the Lord, did you not? I hope I didn't forget the reading. I think I did. You know what? We're going to pray it now. Turn back to us, O Lord our God. Show us your face and we shall be saved. From the book of the prophet Isaiah, let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spade it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it he built a watchtower and hewed out a winepress. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judea, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I will let you know what I mean to do to my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing. Break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of armies is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see, bloodshed. For justice, but hark, the outcry. Responsory prayer. A boar from the forest has torn down the vine you planted. The beasts of the field have devoured it. See, Lord, and arise in your mighty power. Let not the work of your hands be destroyed. Lord God of power and might, look down from heaven. See this vine and come to protect it. Let not the work of your hands be destroyed. A reading from the letters of St. Ignatius of St. Francis, a letter to St. Ignatius by St. Francis Xavier, priest. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. We have visited the region, the villages of the new converts who accepted the Christian religion a few years ago. No Portuguese live here. The country is so utterly barren and poor. The native Christians have no priests. They know only that they are Christians. There is nobody to say Mass for them, nobody to teach them the Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the commandments of God's law. I have not stopped since the day I arrived. I consciously made the rounds of the village. I bathed in the sacred waters all the children who had not yet been baptized. This means that I have purified a very large number of children. So young that, as the saying goes, they could not tell their right hand from their left. The older children would not let me say my office, or eat or sleep until I taught them one prayer or another. Then I began to understand. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I could not refuse so devout a request without failing in devotion myself. I taught them first the confession of faith in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, and Hail Mary. I noticed among them persons of great intelligence. If only someone could educate them in the Christian way of life, I have no doubt that they would make excellent Christians. Many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christians for one reason only. There is nobody to make them Christians. Again and again, I have thought of going round the universities of Europe, especially Paris, and everywhere crying out like a madman, riveting the attention of those with more learning than charity. What a tragedy. How many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell, thanks to you. I wish they would work as hard at this as they do at their books, and so settle their account with God for their learning and the talents entrusted to them. This thought would certainly stir most of them to meditate on spiritual realities, to listen actively to what God is saying to them. They would forget their own desires, their human affairs, and give themselves over to God's will entirely and His choice. They would cry out with all their heart, "Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? Send me anywhere you like, even to India." So great a harvest and so few to gather it in. Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Beg Him to send out laborers for His harvest. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Pray to the Lord of the harvest, beg Him to send out laborers for His harvest. Wow, there's a lot to be said there. I think two things stand out. One is zeal. We need to have a spirit of zeal for souls. Another thing, you know, we have to have this detachment from our own selves, our own goals, so that we can have that missionary spirit, and we can say with Him, "When it comes to my call in life, my time, my energy, send me anywhere, into any vocation, into any mission field, even if it's not comfortable." So anyway, lots of things to reflect on. And of course, the church today does not believe certain, we don't believe that people are shut out of heaven because there was no priest to baptize them. And stuff like that. What it does mean, though, is that we should be very, very eager to bring the Christian religion and to witness to the Christian religion to others, because it's going to make their lives better here, but much more importantly, and St. Francis Xavier is pointing this out, the only sure way to heaven is through this. People wander about blindly in life sometimes, and you could say they follow the inspirations of God through their conscience and stuff. But actually doing that without knowing about God is really, really, really hard. Everyone's going to get a fair chance, okay? But we need to have this spirit of zeal for the souls. So that's my itty-bitty mini reflection. And I hope you have a great rest of your night.